the first things that President Joe Biden did when he took office was to obliterate national security for the United States by basically stopping any real meaningful security at the southern border with Mexico, stopping construction on the wall, allowing those that were in Mexico for the stay in Mexico policy to come here now and then be dispersed throughout the country, many of whom will never be seen again. There's been a de-emphasis on those that have committed crimes that come in that they can stay. If you're a drunk driver and you're from Mexico, don't worry about it. It's not really a big enough deal to throw you out of the country. Of course, if you have a drunk driving offense, you can never go to the nation of Canada. Think about that for a moment. Ever, you can't go. Joining me now is Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies and author of America's Covert Border War. Todd, good to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about all of this. In the break, we were talking about a massing of humanity at the southern border. Those from Central and South America, Caribbean nations, wherever they can get to Mexico to make their effort north, they're coming. And you say right now there's a massing at the border. I've heard this nowhere else. Tell me what you know and what your sources are.
What's happening is you've got Biden policies and their messages have reached the world about how there will be no obstructions to crossing the border. And once you cross the border and are in, there will be no deportations and no consequences whatsoever. And the result of that is like kind of a gold rush to the border. And you have Central Americans, Haitians, Cubans, Middle Easterners, Pakistanis, Afghanis, Somalis, Africans on their way to northern Mexico, to all of the cities and towns and their overwhelming shelters there and on the way. And they're crossing the border illegally, overwhelming border patrol agents, they tell me, and reaching the interior of the country. The family units, Central Americans who reach the other side, the Texas side or California, Arizona, are being paroled in, given notices to appear in court, and then just ushered right over to the Greyhound bus stations. And so as a result,
and then just shipped
February
across the country.
You
know, get on the Greyhound bus, go anywhere in America, you know, there you go. Trails lead every direction, never to be seen again. How is this an intelligent, common sense policy at any level? How does any of this make sense?
I think that to the Biden people, it makes sense politically in that they need to appease their left wing. There's a very influential progressive left in the Biden administration.
Sure.
The same progressive left that is agitating for those kind of policies all along, all the way through the campaign. And now they're getting what they wanted.
But why do these far left wing people believe? Why do these far left wing people believe they have a right to put your security, my security, the nation's security at risk? Why do they think it's their place? And who do they think they are to give my country away, our country away? Because in a sense, that's exactly what they're doing.
Right. I can't really speak for those people, for that left wing, but what I suspect is happening is that this is an overcompensation to the Donald Trump era policies on immigration. And they really are eager to show how not racist they are, because, you know, a lot of those migrants are Spanish speaking, Hispanic, Latino, and they just want to show how open they are to I don't know. I mean,
is it that or do they think that they have a few million extra voters coming in before the next time we go to the polls here or can mail ballots into wherever the precinct is by the millions? Is that the play here? Basically to buy voters ahead of time.
Well, there is one of the key pieces of proposal in the new legislation that Biden has proposed for amnesty is that at least a couple of million DACA type illegal immigrants in the United States would be legalized. And then another 2 million farm workers would be legal. This is like a piece of the legislation that very likely will be pushed through. And you'll have a fast track citizenship within 3 years for those people, so that you'd have as many as 4 million voters in time for Kamala Harris to run in the next election cycle. So there is a very real possibility that you could get that 4 million extra votes. Who do you think they're going to vote for?
Well, but they might be scattered across the country. You might or might not get them. Of course, the Hispanic vote in Florida and Texas broke a lot more heavily for Donald Trump in 2020 than the left would have expected. So there could be a surprise in all of that. But let's go back to the more immediate problem, and that is what's happening today at the border. How many people are massing there? What kind of numbers are we talking about? What kind of problems are we facing?
Well, to understand that, we have to go back just a little bit to the 2018-2019 migrant crisis. Over a period of about 4, 5, 6 months, almost 1 million Central Americans just flooded over the border and got into the country they were paroled in, swamped our processes, our border management control systems completely, the asylum system, to the tune of about 100,000 a month they were coming in, and at the peak, 140,000 in May of 2019 before Trump got it shut down and under control. It fell back to 10, 20,000 a month during the pandemic, maybe less. In January, just to give you an idea, right after the inauguration, they started coming again, flooding over. By January, we were at almost 80,000. And these are just the apprehended ones that we know about, not the gotaways, the ones that got away. In February, I anticipate that like this month, it is just absolutely crazy down there. I expect there to be at least 100,000 in February. I could be wrong, but it could be more. And that would not account for the gotaways. There are Border Patrol agents who are telling me that they are only catching about 1 out of 4 migrants that are coming over, that the rest are just running past them, pell-mell, kind of bum rush is what he called it, one guy. And so
I think we're going to have— And our far-left members of Congress want to defund ICE and get rid of the Immigration Customs Enforcement. They probably want to get rid of Border Patrol. They want to get rid of police departments. A recipe for absolute disaster in this country, which is probably why people have decided to arm themselves at numbers we've never seen before in America. Where do we go from here? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, it's true. They didn't abolish ICE, but they essentially abolished ICE by removing all of their duties. So they no longer are able to arrest even criminals inside the United States. The Biden administration just canceled Operation Talon, which was a nationwide program for ICE to go pick up sex offenders and pedophiles of illegal aliens across the country. 12 governors are right now trying to persuade the Biden administration to reverse itself on that. They're not talking about it. They won't do it.
So sex offenders and pedophiles, free to roam America, that's part of the Biden administration plan to make America to come back better, I guess. I've got to leave it there, Todd. It's outrageous. We need to stay on top of it. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Please keep your finger on the pulse down there, because if you don't tell the world and we don't share it here, who's going to know? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There you have it. Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Immigration Studies. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Presenting great moments in firstgov.gov history. For years, Americans have turned to firstgov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got him. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002, in what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, firstgov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine, huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today. firstgov.gov. It's government made easy.